Amy, I have Joe Massell from Hiscox. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you have been doing a little bit of research on SME businesses and the fact that they are requiring a little bit more help at the minute from the government. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what this research has shown and what it is that SMEs are needing help with?
Yeah, sure. The Hiscox DNA of an Entrepreneur report is a study of 4,000 small and medium-sized enterprises across six different locations. And this is our eighth year of running this type of survey. And it's a really great way to get under the skin of SMEs. And there's a huge wealth of information on attitudes, lifestyles, as well as some of the hard financials. And overall, the tenor of the report is positive. This is the third year of solid revenue growth, which is great news. But there are also a few key emerging trends which are not so positive, and one of them is about government support or lack of. Just 35% said that they felt that the government supported them, and this is down from 45% this time last year.
So what support is it that they are currently feeling they're getting or not getting enough of? What is it they want more of as well?
Yeah, I mean, topping the wish list is a reduction in direct taxation. But there's also things like simpler accounting rules. They're looking for a stimulation of lending, reduced health and safety laws, and also some subsidised rent on starter premises.
And so is this something that they feel in general that it would help them with their business? Because I know there's also quite a shocking statistic that more than 4 in 10 small business workers plan to exit the industry over the next 5 years. That's quite a large proportion. That's almost half anticipating that they're going to have to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to things like funding, stimulation of funding, you know, many are turning to alternatives like some good alternatives like peer-to-peer lending, crowdsourcing. But many are having to fund their businesses with their credit card. 1 in 6 said they're using their credit card to balance their business. And unfortunately, 4% have had to sell their homes or remortgage their homes to balance the business.
If you have your own business that maybe starts small, that might then get to a medium-sized business, did it always used to be like that? Has there always been people that support their business have had to remortgage their home and get loans? Or did there used to be more government support before?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, topping the list of what does it take to be a great entrepreneur is the ability to work hard. So, that, you know, that's not changed. And the respondents that we surveyed still say the, you know, long hours and hard work is a key to success. But I do think that the support or the lack of government support is, as you know, we've seen a big dramatic drop from last year to this year. So there's definitely much more that can be done. You know, these type of small businesses, you know, they are the backbone of a healthy country. So, you know, there's a lot in this report about that policymakers could look at about support, giving, you know, additional support.
Is there anything in the pipeline that's likely to happen?
Well, I think there's some, you know, encouraging signs that have come out of the survey as well. So it's not just a lack of support. You know, despite that, there's some really encouraging signs, and you know, the people are responding with the ingenuity which is characteristic of an entrepreneur. So, you know, we've seen 65% of businesses said they've grown their business, which is great. But also 67% have grown their customer base, 64% have grown profit. So, you know, there's also some really good news.
If there are people out there who maybe have a business and they are wanting some more support, or they want to find out a little bit more about what this report has said and, you know, whether they can help or be helped in any way, is there somewhere or some advice for those people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the research also revealed that small businesses are taking unnecessary risk. So there's a bit of a disconnect between awareness and protection. And cyber seems to be a real case in point. You know, there doesn't seem to be a day goes by without a newsworthy story about a company losing customer data or being hacked. And it's not just the small companies that are targets. It's not just the big companies that are targets. Quite often the smaller companies are seen as softer targets. So there's a huge amount of that you can do around that. Obviously, you know, get yourself protected with the right insurance. But prevention is often much better than cure. So think about what customer data you have. Think about, is it held securely? But also stay safe online. You know, the vast majority of these attacks are not sophisticated attacks. They're just really phishing exercise, trick emails, people inadvertently clicking on different links. So, you know, stay safe online. Another key area that you need to think about is contract management, scope of services. So quite often, you know, no contract or a poorly worded contract leads to misunderstandings. And so one of the ways that you can reduce, you know, your chance of a claim being made against you is to think about your contract.
Brilliant, Jo. Thank you so much for talking to us, and loads of great advice there for SME business owners. Thank you.
Thanks very much.